Late Saturday night, Emily Fascio watched from home as protesters walked up her residential street between Buffalo's West Side and the Elmwood Village. Fascio is a white parent, and she debated waking up her four-year-old daughter to show her what was going on.
But she throws tantrums when you wake her up from asleep, so I did not. But in the morning, I showed her a short video of the protesters marching, and I told her, you know, these people were marching up our street, and she yelled at me. She's like, I wanted to join them. Why didn't you wake me up? And I had already told her that a man was hurt by a police officer. And so she knew that, and she knew that they were protesting that.
Fascio says she's raising her daughter, Avery, going to protests like the Women's March and demonstrations against family separation and ICE detention. She reads her books with main characters of color, and she's glad that Avery has always had black teachers in daycare. But she says there's no substitute for just talking to Avery about race.
We need to stop having the privilege of not having to talk about race, like white people. You know, we need to teach our children about the history and the real history, or else nothing will change.
For Denise Barr, a longtime community activist in the Fruit Belt, talking about race has never been an option. Barr, who is black, has five grown sons, and she says she's inherited many more children over the years.
You know, personally, I have always told my children that they need to be aware of the fact that people will never really see them because of the color of their skin. They'll never really be visible outside of that. And that is a reality that they have to accept. You know, this is a time for white people to sit and really reflect on how they have shown themselves in raising their children, what it has really looked like. How has it really reflected and bounced off of their children? Have they really stood up for social justice, or have they just turned their heads? You know, this is an opportunity for people to try to have some conversation and try to equip their kids for not just today, but whatever is going to come down the pipeline tomorrow.
Mary Miller is another mother trying to do that. Miller is white, and her children, who are 6 and 9 years old, are biracial with a black father. That makes talking about race a little more complicated.
I'm having this conversation with my children, which everybody, you know, parents of color have been calling for years. It's the talk. And I'm having the talk with my children, except nobody ever had that with me. And I don't have a basis of knowledge for all of the things. And I'm not about to be arrogant enough to think that I know everything that I need to be teaching them. You know, I was raised in the suburbs. I was raised with a whole lot of privilege. And it, you know, even after I had my children, there were still so many biases in me that I wasn't aware of that, you know, we're all a work in progress all the time. There's no person who benefits from white supremacy who is not in some way complicit in it.
Miller added, half joking, that she hopes her children won't have to spend the next 40 years in therapy because of her fumbled attempts to talk about race. But her ultimate message was the same as Barr and Fascio's. These conversations with children might not be perfect, but that doesn't mean you don't try. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.